Hi, I'm Mathieu Schreier, and I'm here with Alexi Lalas, former soccer star and current soccer analyst for ESPN and ABC Sports. He's one of the most recognizable players in the history of the U.S. men's national team and played in the 1994 World Cup. Right now, he's in Brazil covering this summer's edition of the tournament, and today we'll be playing excerpts of songs he has selected that have inspired him over the years as KCRW's guest DJ project. Alexi, what do you have for us?
Well, this is the most difficult thing that I have had to do in a number of years, and I feel horrible for leaving so many great songs and bands off the list. I mean, for me, I've been involved in music before I was kicking the ball, and I will be involved in music even after I stop talking about soccer. So this was difficult. You need cool air. You've heard of Led Zeppelin, right?
No, never.
Okay.
No.
Well, everybody has their first time, and everybody has their first time when it comes to music, too. So my first time when it came to music, where the light bulb went on and everything just clicked, was hearing this song. And I had a neighbor who was much older than me, and we went over, and it was like this scene out of Dazed and Confused, because it was in the 70s, and he had this basement, and he had the black light and the posters and all that kind of stuff. And the needle hit the groove, and man, it absolutely blew me away. And to this day, the way that was recorded and the way that it is played, because so many people have tried to duplicate it and nobody can, it's just so down and dirty and wonderful when that song starts. You know that you're about to hear something fantastic. And also one of the greatest solos, when that break happens and Jimmy Page comes in, it blew my mind then. It continues to do so nowadays. But it was one of those moments where an older person says, you need to hear this. This is going to change your life.
And it did.
And it did.
That was A Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin. What's your next song?
So I grew up outside of Detroit from a musical standpoint, where the 80s really impacted me. Because you're in Detroit, geographically, you're very near Canada, and a lot of Canadian bands influenced me, and that whole Canadian type of vibe was very, very important. And it was all part of the culture and hockey and the North and all this kind of stuff. And so my second song is Magic Power from Triumph. To hear this soaring voice coming through my little transistor radio, and to have it also mirror what was actually happening, because the lyrics of the song talk about how music can, when you're feeling bad, bring you back up, and it can inspire you. And it's talking about this person listening to music the way that I was listening to it at the time in the 80s.
So let's get into it. Magic Power by Triumph. That was the Canadian rock of Triumph, a pick from my guest, Alexi Lalas. What's next on your list?
Rat is a band out of Los Angeles that came out of the whole, you can call it hair, you can call it glam scene in the 80s. For me, the best rock band that America has ever produced, my favorite rock band ever, and the first time that I ever heard Rat, I knew that that was something that I wanted to be a part of. Not just the music, but the whole scene, and whether it was the hair, the spandex, or the over-the-top type of production and shows, It had everything that I wanted from a band. It was entertaining. It was produced. It was full of hooks. It was something that you could scream, and it was something that you could play at high decibel levels with your windows down. And their single off of their second album, Lay It Down, has probably the greatest opening riff that I have ever heard from guitarist Warren DeMartini, who comes in, and you just hear that, and you are ready to go somewhere. And so Lay It Down from Rat is my number three pick, the greatest rock band ever.
Well, that was great. That was Laid Down by Rats.
I can almost guarantee that that is the first and only time that Lay It Down has ever been played on this station.
Probably. Is that a song that you would probably listen to in a locker room before a game?
Absolutely. And now in my current position, I often do speaking engagements for corporations, and they ask me, what song do you want to come out to? And inevitably, I will say, I am coming out to Lay It Down from Rat.
Well, let's go to pick number four.
Everybody that's into music and loves singer-songwriters knows the name Amy Mann, Grammy-nominated, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And she's come to become an incredible solo artist. And before that, she was in a band called Till Tuesday, and many people know that from their hit single, Voices Carry. I flew so much in my career as a player, and I used to play this song on takeoff of every single flight that I ever took. The captain would say, here we go, the engines would rev up, I would hit play, and on would come, coming up close from Till Tuesday. The words were absolutely just beautiful and devastating, and this whole concept of reaching for the ideal and the ultimate and not quite getting there, but that's still being okay. At least that's how I interpreted these lyrics.
That was Coming Up Close by Till Tuesday. So what's the last one you have for us, Alexi?
Lemonheads, a band out of Boston, an alt band. But for me, they started as a punk band, but when they found, for me, melody and more beauty in the way that they wrote and just more interesting songs as opposed to just blazing through noise, that's when they really became good. And there's a song called Rudderless that was from 1992. And I just love the way it was simple, but it had dynamics. And I think he really found what worked for his voice and what worked for the band. And I love the end part of Rudderless, where it just kicks in and goes and talking about how we often are ships without rudder. I actually got to meet the guys from the Lemonheads after the World Cup. All these different opportunities came out of the World Cup, and I remember being backstage at a concert in New York City. I kind of remember it with the Lemonheads and all that. So it was kind of cool to be able to meet a band that I loved and that I was certainly playing at that time, and I still play.
What music will you be listening to in Brazil?
Let's see.
Do you like Brazilian music?
I don't understand the words. Not that you have to understand the words, but some of it is I guess okay. And I'll be down there, so I'll be exposed to a whole lot of new things. So I'm hoping to be exposed to something where I come back and say, look, this isn't a great band that I discovered down in Brazil, or that discovered me when I was down in Brazil, and bring it on back here.
Thanks so much for joining us on KCRW.com.
Merci.
Merci, mais voilà, de rien. For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.